Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this October the 6th. I'm Paul White, and I'm working my way through the Old Testament stories with New Covenant lens, but really we've shifted gears a little bit starting on yesterday's podcast, and probably now for several days or several weeks, we're going to work from the book of Psalms. And I'm not talking about hitting every single psalm. Some of the songs, of course, are quite long. Most are not very long, but some of them would take a while, even if you were just going to read them live or read the whole thing through the podcast. That'd take several minutes on a few of them. So I'm not really working on trying to give you an exhaustive look. I'm kind of bouncing through them and seeing what stands out at me, having spent so many years in ministry and Bible study and looking at the Psalms, and as has everyone, what can I bring to the table? And since it's my podcast, I get the honor of doing exactly that. Today, I want to highlight something from the fourth Psalm, what is subtitled The Safety of the Faithful, a Psalm of David to the chief musician, literally to the choir director, and it is one that the subtitle of the psalm instructs it to be played with stringed instruments, and so it was literally to have musical accompaniment. I have always wondered how certain Christian denominations or sects are anti-music with gospel lyrics, particularly when you study the Hebrew, who saturated their praise with stringed instruments. Maybe it's considered Old Covenant. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me that the covenant includes or excludes musical accompaniment. I'm not looking for a fight there. It's just an observation from Bible study. When you look at Psalm chapter 4, it's like a lot of the Psalms, crying out to God to be relieved from distress and have mercy. There's this statement from Psalm 4:4. I want to use 4:4 and verse 5 as well, but really focusing in on verse 4. Be angry and do not sin. Literally, the phrase is tremble or be agitated. So it's okay. Think of it this way. Trembling and agitation, facing your circumstance and having it emotionally move you is okay. In fact, encouraged, but don't let it lead to sin. So be trembling, be agitated, or as the English says, be angry and do not sin. And then this is the counter, which the Psalms are prone to do. Proverbs as well, sort of, here's the issue, here's the counter to the issue. So the counter then is the next sentence. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Now take that thought about meditation and take it back to what we talked about yesterday from Psalm 1:2. In his law, he meditates day and night, or he ponders by talking to himself day and night. Inject that thought process into Psalms 4:4. You can be agitated and trembling and angry, but don't sin. How do you counteract agitation, trembling, and anger? How do you keep it from leading you to doing something sinful, to harming your neighbor, or to breaching covenant? How would you avoid that? The answer to how to avoid that, meditate within your heart on your bed and be still, or ponder by talking to yourself within your heart on your bed and be still. Take time to slow the world down a little bit through silence. We are in a world where people are quite agitated, quite trembling, and quite angry. And I don't know that we're doing a good job of being those things and not sinning. I'm afraid we are angry, trembling, and agitated, leading us to sin. And I'm not sure that we even recognize it. When Peter said in 1 Peter 3:10 that we could love life and see good days, he said, love life and see good days by refraining your tongue from speaking evil, which tells me that there is something you can do to sort of condition the atmosphere of the world by shutting your mouth about saying the evil thing. It's like facing the world, and even though it makes you angry, even though it makes you tremble, and even though it agitates you, we don't sin. How? Because we shut it out by meditating in our heart, and we are still. The fifth verse, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. So relax in the midst of chaos. Don't allow the agitation, the trembling, and the anger of the world to bring out of you the negative. I think if we would concentrate more on conditioning the atmosphere of our world, we would find that it would relax our spirit somewhat. Some things we need to shut off. We need to turn off some voices because they are agitating us into disease. I think disease is dis-ease. It's even literally causing people disease and sickness because they focused so much on what's going on and the issues around them that the anger and the trembling is getting to them. So the antidote to the trembling, to the agitation, meditate on your bed. Meditate within your heart. It's sort of, I think on your bed is a sense of relaxation. Calm down by relaxing in the midst of this chaos, by relaxing in the midst of this storm. Or do this. Psalm 77 links this quite well. Verse 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search or ponders diligently. So relax, meditate on who he is and that song in the night, and see what happens in the middle of your trembling and your anger and your chaos. More from the book of Psalms tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.